Forest farming provides extra income while you're waiting for the trees to mature. Almost any plant that thrives in shade can be grown among the trees on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
If you own a woodland, make money from more than just the trees. Some landowners also grow specialty products between the trees, such as nuts, fruit, berries, and decorative ornamentals. Dave Moorhead is a professor of silviculture at the University of Georgia. He says while you're waiting for high-quality trees to grow for their wood products, non-timber types of crops can be grown in conjunction with the trees by modifying the shade level.
When you plant a stand, you can put wide rows where they'll have plenty of light and then have thick rows of trees or multiple rows of trees as borders within the stand so that, again, you're kind of managing two systems on the same piece of property.
Forest farming also diversifies the landscape by reestablishing native plants and attracting a variety of wildlife species. If your trees are in a conservation reserve program, or CRP, Moorhead says there are limits to harvesting a saleable commodity.
We have some folks that established these stands under the CRP program, and their intention is on raking pine straw out of there. And so what they'll do is they're going to maintain that stand as long as they possibly can and rake pine straw because that's a very lucrative opportunity for them in most of our markets in the South. And so as soon as their contract obligation expires, then they'll begin raking straw out of those stands.
You'll need to know your market. Contact your extension office or Department of Agriculture to see who might be interested in purchasing your products. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing crops in the forest at agriculture.com.